The truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of September. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. If you don't have a team, well, you need to be part of a team. You're going through this as a single man or woman or just a couple with what's possibly coming at us is really not the best way to approach these matters. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient waiting to green with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. 2 websites there. They are freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. And the newer one, which is freedomtrain.net, freedomtrain.net. The telephone number, if you want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe have a custom rifle built. He will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I know you're a busy guy. You may not be aware of this, but New York State implemented a ammunition registry for register everybody who purchased ammunition in the state of New York. And since then, there's been about a 95% decrease in ammunition sales. Men and women are going to nearby states and buying ammunition, I assume, online, assuming they can still do that, cutting the revenue for very important conservation matters, because the tax revenue from ammunition sales goes to help conservation. The old saying, they're shooting themselves in the foot, seems to apply here, doesn't it, sir?
It certainly does. I don't know if people are aware of this, but the credit card companies are now documenting any gun sales or any purchases at gun stores. So if you go to a sporting goods store, you go to a firearm store, and you purchase ammunition, firearms, optics, anything that is gun-related or hunting-related, the credit card companies are now documenting that and feeding that information to the federal government. And I mean all of them. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, you name it, Discover, they're all doing it.
Well, they make their business model is to loan people money at a very high rate of interest. So they're once again shooting themselves in the foot, because men and women will just bypass these Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and pay cash or write a check, won't they?
Well, if they're smart, they'll not deal with these card companies anymore. I mean, that's the only intelligent way to do this. And moving out of New York is the only way to solve the problem that you just described, because the problem is going to get worse. The one great blessing of the United States of America is its size and its diversity of opinion. And just like with COVID, remember how they banned ivermectin, they banned hydroxychloroquine in New York? Do you remember all that garbage, yes. Governor Cuomo, yeah. And sent infected people to nursing homes? I believe that this was a deliberate act to kill off as many old people as they could in New York to help save the company's budget issues. Okay? I think that's why they did that. Now the CDC has ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine on their recommended treatment lists. But it wasn't until after they had the opportunity to kill off a bunch of people and steal an election did somehow the truth emerge, right?
Right.
And this is the problem. The people that are willing to do this to you and your grandmother and your grandfather and your loved ones, they will do anything, absolutely anything, to draw more power unto themselves. These people are greedy for money and greedy for power and believe that they are the elite that belong on planet Earth, and you and your family are just animals, and they need to exterminate you because they don't need you anymore.
Well, as you know, Sam, I spent most of my adult life involved in legal matters, beginning in 1972, half a century ago. And the lawyers I've worked with, many of them, can see a big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because the people who blocked ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine had access to the same knowledge you and I did, that it was effective and safe and worked, and that this will all be evidence to be used in massive civil lawsuits. Of course, these things take years, and the people that are dead, you know, they're dead. But I can see some massive lawsuits coming out of this, can't you, sir?
I sure hope so. I honestly believe that there are doctors and politicians that if justice was served, they would be hung at The Hague for crimes against humanity. They killed so many people, John. They killed so many people with their protocols and with their banning of medicine. But let me get back to the strength of America. The real strength of America is in its size. It lies in the size of America. America is a huge place. Texas is the size of many countries. And that's only one of 50 states. Now, it's a larger state geographically, but it's not near the most populated state. I believe Florida, I believe California, possibly New York, have more people than Texas. My point is that the real strength in America is if doctors in New York decide that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are not acceptable for treatment, doctors in Texas can make an entirely different decision. They can say, we're going to use this because we think it'll work, and this is why. And then, lo and behold, we can compare results as Americans. See, that is the beauty and the strength of America, that if you allow freedom to exist, Americans will find the answer. Even if we have 4 or 5 or 7 or 12 tyrannical states that thumb down on their people, it's the free people of Texas and Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas that will find the answer, and the word will get out. three things are not long hidden, John: the sun, the moon, and the truth. And now we're seeing the truth. Finally, after 2.5 years, we're starting to see the truth.
It's been a long 2.5 years. There's been attempts to calculate the harm done to this country.
Trillions.
That's in addition to what's happened to youngsters. That a child 5 years old, very likely until recently, unless they live in California, have never seen people outside their home without masks on. In parts of California, it's probably still the case, unfortunately.
Criminal.
Educational professionals, and your wife may have some input on this next time we interview her, estimate as much as a 20-point IQ drop. Now, if you don't understand IQ, you may not know what this means. A 20-point IQ drop is the difference between owning the Ford dealership and being the janitor at the Ford dealership. That's how big that is, isn't it?
It's absolutely enormous. Yeah, a 20% shift in IQ is absolutely devastating to what you can do, what you can succeed at. And it's a sad deal. And I can tell you this, my father, who you know quite well, John.
I do.
His IQ was probably 15 to 20 points lower than my mom's. And she would beat him in every board game, every word game, everything we played. She would just hammer him, and she would rub it in. Now, he was an executive of several corporations, right?
All right.
But he made up for that IQ in honor and integrity and in effort. You know, so just because you don't have a super high IQ doesn't necessarily mean you can't be successful. But he was wise and careful. And it was incredible to see the contrast between my two parents, and where my dad succeeded enormously and where my mom succeeded. And they were different areas completely. Right. But when you take an average person with an average IQ, let's say between 100 and 105, and you take 20% off the average person, you put them in a range where you're close to, and I'm going to use the wrong term, and my wife is just going to hammer me for this, but you're at a point where I think we used to say mentally retarded, and I don't know what the modern term is, and forgive me for my ignorance.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe the mass lowered my IQ as well, but you're in a really bad place if you were going to be an average person and then you lost 20 points to your IQ because of developmental issues. Now, having said that, my youngest sister adopted 6 kids from Romania. She found the last of the siblings in an orphanage in a concrete room, concrete floor, concrete walls, no bigger than an elevator, with a drain in it. And 4 little boys in this room, completely naked, in a 60-degree concrete room. And when she adopted him, he was the worst case of sensory deprivation I've ever seen or heard of in my entire life. And it was really rough. And she was trying to homeschool him, trying to get him to learn English and to learn some basic math and just the kind of stuff you learn in first and second grade. And he was 10 years old, 11 years old. And it wasn't going well. And she called me one day and she said, "What do I do?" And I said, "You've got to get her out. You've got to get him outside. You've got to get him surrounded by the things that God made. Walks in the forest, playing soccer, playing football. He's got to have impact. He's got to run into people. He's got to tackle people. He's got to wrestle with people. He's got to have all of his senses stimulated. He's got to get out and live life. Don't homeschool him right now. Give him 6 months of physical and mental stimulation in the areas that God created for him, and then go back to the homeschooling." She ignored me for 3 months. And she finally called me one day crying, just absolutely distraught that she couldn't make progress with him. And I reiterated what I said to her. Now, 7 years later, he was at Lafayette High School. He was successful in his studies. He was running track. He was a varsity sprinter. He was the varsity goalie for the soccer team. And when he graduated from high school, he started his own moving business and became successful, is now married with three healthy kids. And if you met him, you would think he was the most normal guy you ever saw.
Fantastic. Fantastic. A little follow-up. Your mother is also highly, highly competitive, by the way.
Yes. Maybe that's where I got it, huh?
To say the least. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. Our caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sam,
good morning, Kyle.
I've got a question for you, but I've got a statement on some of the things you were mentioning there too. You know, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around the evilness of the human condition, because everybody wants to believe that there is that these people that are up there that are ruling and declaring all these different things have an essence inside of them that is kind of good, and so they're more trusting than they should. That's really true, though. I've seen it. And the reality is, these people are evil, and it's hard for most people to wrap their mind around the fact that these people are evil to the core, and they're literally, they will, like you said, they will kill you, and they won't even blink an eye at it. And it's hard for most people to wrap their mind around something, but like that. Anyway, the reason I called, though, is I ran into something with training the other day, and I figured I would get your input on it. A young man that is new to shooting, well, almost new. He had some training from a police SWAT guy that is a friend of a mutual friend that showed him how to handle a pistol and to hold it, and he's got a good grip. He's got very large hands, but he only had about a $300 budget, so we ended up getting him a G3C Taurus 9mm. And so he bought the gun and some ammo and came out, and we were shooting. And he's left. Here's the scenario. He's left-handed, thin, has bigger hands. He wears glasses. And so I've never ran into this before, and I've trained, I don't know, as far as I can go. You're much better at it than me, obviously, but at least getting the basics down for people. He had the Mikulik hold really well, because I was telling him to watch those videos of Mikulik shooting. And anyway, I took the pistol, because when he was shooting, he was shooting so far to the right that it was barely on the paper at 7 yards. And it was the target was with a 1-inch orange dot on a white paper, so we could see it easy. Anyway, 7 yards, and he was shooting to the right, and the group was fairly large, like five, I would say the hand span. You know, you'd put 5, 4, 5, 6 inches. So I said, well, let me shoot it, right? I just wanted to see what was in there. Well, my first two shots from this thing, one was in the bullseye and one was about a quarter of an inch from that. So I thought, well, that's what the gun is capable of, you know, because I did that twice, same exact group. So anyway, I was watching his trigger finger. And he wants, because his hands are a little bigger than mine, he wants to put the trigger on that first joint of the index finger. I'll finish this when we get back.
Okay. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. Yes, fall is not far away. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Check out Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Firearms Monday. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following websites. There's actually two of them. FreedomCenterTraining.com and FreedomTrain.net. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. So, Kyle, let's conclude your comments here so we can get a response from Sam.
Sure. So, Sam, I was checking his grip, and the grip seemed good. There wasn't quite enough pressure on from his offhand, and then we changed to hit his trigger finger to be now. Being left-handed, you know, if your trigger finger is too far through there and it's on the joint, usually you're pulling to the left, but he was shooting to the right consistently. So I thought, well, maybe it's the refraction going through the lenses of his glasses. And so I said, we'll adjust this, you know, as far as we can for you. And so we adjusted the rear sight as far as we could go. Which there isn't a huge amount on a G3C, but I said, well, let me shoot it and see if maybe, you know, it's over there. And sure enough, I was about 3 inches to the left. Same group, but to the left. And so anyway, I gave him the gun back. And sure enough, he's right back over there, 3 or 4 inches to the right. Still. And we kept working at it, and I kept looking at his finger, and the finger, the trigger finger was, index finger was, you know, right where it should be. The pole looked good. The form looked decent. But I was curious of what you would suggest on something like that.
Kyle, the first thing I would have asked you had you described this problem was, is the shooter left-handed? And the answer would be
yes. Yeah, I said
okay,
that.
He's pulling the trigger with the left hand, right? Left index finger. Okay.
Well, yes, so, he is. He's pulling it. Yep. And he's shooting right.
Which is normal. Normally, okay. Beginning shooters that don't have good trigger control will pull their shots slightly down and quite a bit opposite of the hand they're pulling the trigger with. So a right-handed shooter is going to tend, that is not trained, is going to pull his shots low and left, and a left-handed shooter is going to pull his shots to the right and slightly low. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. One is sight alignment. Does he have iron sights or an optic?
Iron sights.
Okay. So a lot of people have dots on their iron sights on their pistols. They have a dot on the front side and two dots on the rear, one on each side of the opening, the V or the U, and they try to align the dots. The human brain's not very good at that. Okay? The human brain is often, particularly men, are better at aligning the very top of the front sight with the very top of the rear sight, and then equalizing the light on both sides of the blade inside the U of the sight. So depending on what technique he's using for sight alignment, you could certainly find some improvement there. Now, as far as the grip position on the hand, if he has a high tang grip on the pistol, and from the knuckle of his hand to the door-knocking knuckle of the trigger finger, if the finger is above the trigger guard on the frame where it should be, then the last two sections of the trigger finger should be coming down into the trigger guard at a 30 to 45 degree angle, and he should have almost the tip of his finger on the trigger. Now, at that point, the trigger finger can move because the knuckle that the trigger is pivoting on, the finger is pivoting on, is the door knocking knuckle, which is very close to the pivot point of the trigger itself. That will help him with his trigger control. The last thing that needs to be addressed is the position of the right hand if he's shooting left-handed, because people that pull their shots to the right when they're shooting left-handed often have their right hand too far back. In other words, when they stack their thumbs on the right side of the pistol, the end of the left thumb is about where the cuticle is on the thumbnail, the back of the thumbnail on the right hand. And in fact, what needs to happen is the left thumb needs to be an inch and a half, probably for him 2 inches because of the size of his hand, ahead of the left thumb. The right thumb needs to be way out on the frame above the trigger guard so that the majority of the left thumb is running along the frame in a horizontal position slightly below the barrel but parallel to the barrel. Now this does a couple of things, and we'll talk about that after the break.
We have about an hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Aren't you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've added a lot to my COVID panel section, well more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors. Most recent update is photographs, names, and ages of 32 Canadian medical doctors, all except for a couple, are all under the age of 60, who died under unusual circumstances. Went to sleep, didn't wake up, died while running, things like that. And of course, they all got the COVID clot shot because they were required to. And of course, at my website, we have real estate for sale. And in that regard, my neighbor Linda is with us. Linda owns a property. It's the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a 5 or 7 minute drive from my home. That is currently, and has been for several years, a high-end bread and breakfast with an international clientele. Good morning, Linda. Linda, you've got folks coming here from Europe and from Asia to spend some time at the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, and they come back again. Do they tell you why they like it so much that they travel 7, 8, 10 time zones, 12 time zones to come to my neighborhood, to our neighborhood, to stay at the Log Lodge? What do they say? Linda? Okay, I guess Linda isn't there. Well, This is live radio, and we always have issues, and we'll get Linda again probably tomorrow or so. I know she's got some busy appointments that she has to get to today. Well, Sam, before the break, you were giving a very comprehensive rendition to Kyle about helping this left-handed shooter. You want to continue, sir?
Sure, we can do that. So we were talking about the grip, pulling the trigger left-handed, and how important the other hand is. And the problem is most people have their left or their right thumb, their offhand thumb, too far down and too close to the position of their right thumb. Their trigger hand thumb. The hand that is not pulling the trigger, that thumb should be almost 2 inches in front of the other thumb on a normal size pistol and should be way up in front on the frame above the trigger guard. This is very important. It does a couple of things for the shooter. It changes the angle of the fingers on the front of the grip and allows the fingers to stack and put much more pressure on the pinky finger rearward on the lower part of the grip and gives much more strength there. If you doubt what I say, put your fingers together like you're going to karate chop something and then have your palm face your face and then push on your pinky finger, the tip of your finger. Now, set the back of your hand on a table, align your fingers up, and push parallel to the table on your pinky finger and notice the difference in resistance. So, not only does having your offhand in the proper position on the gun help the muzzle rise and mitigate the recoil in the muzzle rise, but having your thumb farther forward on the frame of the pistol resists you pulling the pistol offline horizontally when you pull the trigger, and it helps your trigger control. Now, the third element of this has to do with tracking the gun's recoil. So I use a green dot on a Hollow Sun 508 on my go-to pistol. And my grip is so strong on that pistol, not with my fingers though, but with the big muscles of the body. We'll talk about that next. But when I shoot that pistol, the green dot goes up at 10 yards, about 6 or 7 inches on the target, and comes straight back down to where the bullet hole was made. How do we do that? We do that by having that non-trigger hand up on the frame in the proper position. And then our elbows are high, our arms are bent, and our elbows are high. They're almost the same height as the grip. So with the elbows very slightly bent and almost the same height as the grip, I can now change the side pressure on either hand. So if my dot goes up and to the left, I know I don't have enough side pressure in my left hand. If the dot goes up and to the right, I don't know how I can add side pressure to my right hand until the dot goes up and comes straight back down, and the recoil of the pistol is very predictable. So not only does having your offhand, your non-trigger hand, in the proper place on the pistol reduce recoil and allow you to shoot faster, it also prevents poor trigger control from pulling the sights offline as much. And so that offhand is absolutely critical for control of the pistol. And a student yesterday proved that to us, or Saturday night. He was shooting one of our shoot and move courses, and he got to some horizontal cover where he had to go to the cobra position and shoot with the pistol canted 90 degrees from behind horizontal cover. And he decided to put his offhand on the barricade and hold the pistol one-handed and place that on the barricade. And what happened was the gun recoiled so much more with one hand on the pistol that with shooting right-handed with the left side of the pistol down and the pistol horizontal instead of the normal vertical position, the bullets were hitting way to the left. And that's because there's a lot more muzzle movement when you don't have two hands on the pistol properly. So after class, he said, Sam, would you come check me out on this? I'm going to change my grip, and I want you to watch and give me some input. So he went down to that same piece of horizontal cover with a magazine and started shooting with two hands in the horizontal position. He had about a fifth of the movement of the muzzle, and the shot was just slightly left, probably 4 or 5 inches, not 15 to 30 inches, but more importantly, it was extremely consistent and predictable. So you can't ever underestimate the importance of the position of the offhand. And more often than not, people try to mirror their trigger hand with their left hand, when in fact, the left thumb and hand have to be much farther forward on the frame than the trigger hand. Does this help, Kyle?
It does, yeah. I was thinking about the same thing. I did have him move his offhand, if you will, further forward than he had it originally. But I think I didn't, because he had him almost the same, and I put him probably about maybe an inch in front of his other hand. But I see that you're right. It would make more sense if you're trying to correct the right-hand shooting, you know, the placement being towards the right, you would need to push that further and maybe down more, I think.
I want to give you a couple more comments, okay? A man with really large hands cannot shoot a small pistol well. It's very difficult. And part of the reason is the grip is too small. And the way you grip the pistol and the way you described him gripping the pistol tells me that the middle ring and pinky finger of his trigger hand were wrapped around the side of the smaller pistol. So when he put his right hand on the pistol, he was on his fingers. He wasn't on the gun. And see, this is a problem. You have to have a grip. Most people love a pistol grip that's too small. I'm not saying your guy does, but I'm saying most people, particularly women, because they feel like they have control of it. They can get their fingers all the way around it. But in fact, a pistol grip that fits you properly, there is a large gap, at least an inch and a half gap. If I'm holding the pistol right-handed properly, there's an inch and a half gap on the grip of the left side of the pistol between the tips of my fingers and my thumb. And that gap is for the other hand to be in contact with the pistol, not crushing the fingernails of your trigger hand. And if you can't get your offhand to the grip and the frame with your thumb far forward, you cannot control that pistol like a professional.
That's really good to know, because his hands do wrap all the way around it.
Yeah, impossible to control that pistol like that. Okay. He cannot get to the proper grip.
All right. So if he was looking for another pistol that would probably be better for him and still concealable, what would you suggest?
Well, it depends on your definition of concealable. How big is he?
He's probably about 6'3", and only about maybe 175 pounds. He's kind of thin and long-armed, long legs.
So he could use one of the slimline Glocks that have a long grip, but he's going to have to put the biggest backstrap on it with the biggest tang, and then he'll probably have to add a couple layers of tire inner tube to get the grip to the size where he can actually hold the pistol properly. You know, I'm 6'4". I wear a double extra large glove, men's glove. But that's not the whole story. My fingers really aren't that long. They're very short, you know, medium to short and wide. And my palms are huge and thick. And so I've got to really do a lot of work to get my 19X, which has a Glock 17 size grip on it. I've got to add the largest backstrap. I've got to add layers of rubber so that I can actually get my hand, both hands on the pistol properly. So, you know, trying to shoot a small pistol, a concealed carry pistol, those little pistols are designed to be shot at contact range with one hand on the gun. Okay, they're not designed to be shot like a pistol in a defensive situation where you're actually fighting. You know what I mean?
I do.
So you kind of have to have the right tool for the right job. And he may need to look at a slimline 17 Glock 17 type deal with the largest backstrap on it, with some tire inner tubes cut and layered on there to give him the diameter he needs so he can actually get to the proper grip. But the other thing is, his trigger hand's out of position. The way you described his trigger finger coming through the trigger guard,
mm-hmm.
his hand was not indexed properly on his trigger hand was not indexed properly on the grip. And so his trigger finger wasn't entering from the top of the trigger guard, it was entering from the side. So there's a whole host of issues that need to be fixed to get him in position, even if he had the right size pistol.
Okay. Excellent. That's good to know. Yeah. Excellent. I knew you would have some answers that because you've dealt with this so much more than me. But
well,
anyway,
I haven't seen a video of him, so I'm kind of giving you four things to look for. Any one of which could be 90% of the pie and maybe another one 10%.
Yep, I got it. Yeah, I appreciate it very much, Sam. Great, great, great information. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. When you're ready, Sam, we're looking for a firearm tip of the week, sir.
Absolutely. You want to do it at the top of the hour or you want to do it right now? We're close to a break.
Well, we got 4 minutes of the break, so if you want to do it now, go ahead.
Let's do it now. Okay, our firearms tip of the week is that you have to practice the different positions used behind cover. You don't have to shoot live ammo, but what you need to do is practice your side prone position, your cobra position, your different pistol positions from behind cover. You've got to practice your footwork and getting out from behind cover with just enough the barrel, the sight, and your sighting eye and getting shots down range. You've got to practice that dry fire. You can't just go to the range and practice it live fire. You're going to spend way too much money on ammo and you're not going to get better fast enough. You've got to do this dry fire. So I showed our students this weekend an example of lying on your back, AR-15 M4, rolling to the side prone position, getting in your sights, pulling the trigger. On safe, finger to frame, rolling to your back, rolling to the other side, transitioning your hands, breaking quick shots. And so rolling out from cover, getting your shots downrange, and getting behind cover. The thing that keeps you from doing this is not being able to find the dot on your sights quickly. But if you're practicing the side prone, you're on your back, you trap the mag between your knees before you roll from your back to your side, you can find the dot before you roll out from behind cover, put it on the target quickly, squeeze the shots off, and get back behind cover. And this has to be practiced dry fire. You can do it on your bed or on your living room floor on a piece of carpet or a rug, but you've got to practice this stuff. We had some students this weekend, they'd roll out to the side prone, 3 minutes would go by and there's no shot down range because they couldn't find their sights. Why couldn't they find their sights? Because they didn't do their dry fire practice before coming to the next class.
So these are students who had been there previously, and they didn't do what they were supposed to before they got there for the next class?
It's kind of strange, John. I don't know if it's the moon and the stars or if it's human nature or what it is. But we have some classes, they take the basic class, we give them things to practice in dry fire. And then the next time that group comes back for the enhanced urban vehicle class, every one of them has done their dry fire practice. And they're all way better than when they left the course. They're better when they come back because they've done the work. And then we have other classes like this weekend where we give them the same information, the same drills to work on. We tell them how important it is to do your drills 7 minutes a day, 3 times a week, just 7 to 10 minute practice sessions 3 times a week to build your skills. And like this particular class we had this week, no one had done their drills between the two classes, and you never know what you're going to get and it's kind of weird because it seems like everybody in the class did their drills or nobody in the class did their drills. It just varies from class to class. It bounces back and forth.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, you've been doing this long enough that you've learned that you have these expectations, haven't you, sir?
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and I started to add up the number of people that I've trained in my life, and it is well over the 15,000 mark when it comes to firearms, pitching, hitting, racing superbikes. It's a lot of people. I've been teaching a long time.
Absolutely. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where a force many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to order a custom rifle built, sign up for a class, give Sam a call at 417-718-2597 beginning Wednesday afternoon. We got a couple of callers on hold here. It looks like first we have Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
John, good morning, Sam. Good morning, John and Sam. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sam, are you there? Hello?
Sam's on mute. There he is.
I am here, Maureen. Good morning.
Oh, okay, all right. I want to address your class that didn't go on practice and stuff. Right now, we've got Mercury in retrograde from September 9th to October 2nd. And I just sent John something, an email about that. You know, if there's going to be miscommunication and other goof-ups that way, this is a good time for it to happen. And maybe your class just, you know, it came across like it was Greek or something to them. I don't know. It's just an idea that maybe you want to keep that in mind when you do your classes. For instance, about communication, I was listening through the RBN listen number to John's show. It was at 8 o'clock. I got off to do something, and I went to get back on. And I always go to my recent calls, and I clicked the first one. It said Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania had not called me, but I called it, and I got somebody that sounded like John say hello. So anyway, I got off, and I got back on RBN. But, you know, it's just goofy stuff. And if there's somebody that you're like walking on eggshells with them in your relationship, it's good to try to just nod and smile when you're around them during retrograde. That's anyway, what do you think of that, both of you?
I'm going to be honest, Maureen. All of that stuff is so above my pay grade. I run a lathe and make barrels. And, you know, when my wife says stuff like that, I'm just like, well, you're in your element, lady. You do your thing. I got to go back to pulling a trigger and machining some parts.
Well, I got a response for you, Maureen.
Go ahead, John.
U.S. Navy has done more scientific testing of the effect of the moon on human beings than any entity I'm aware of. And the effect of the moon on human behavior is well known and well understood within certain parts of our society. And it's true. The moon does affect human behavior. And we'll move on from there. Maureen, thank you for your call. We're under the caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.